Vaccination saves lives. Get vaccinated against COVID-19. A guide to COVID-19 vaccination. This information is available in Welsh. NHS Wales, Public Health Wales. Some people are at greater risk of serious illness from COVID-19. This leaflet explains what the COVID-19 vaccine is and how to get it. What is COVID-19? COVID-19 is a very infectious respiratory disease caused by a virus. It is more serious in older people and those with certain health conditions. People at greater risk who catch COVID-19 are more likely to need hospital treatment. Why do some people need to have the vaccine? Like some other vaccines, levels of protection may begin to reduce over time. People who are at risk of getting seriously ill from COVID-19 are offered a vaccination twice a year. These doses will help protect you for longer. Having the vaccine can help to reduce the risk of you needing to go to hospital due to COVID-19 infection. Who will be offered a COVID-19 vaccine? The vaccine will be offered to people who are at greater risk if they get COVID-19. These are people aged 75 and older, residents in care homes for older people, and anyone aged 6 months and over who has a weakened immune system. How does the vaccine work? Vaccines work by telling your immune system how to fight a disease. Your immune system responds to the vaccine and makes antibodies. Antibodies help your body to fight an illness when you catch it. Your immune system will remember how to make these antibodies if you come into contact with the disease. The type of COVID-19 virus that circulates can change, and protection from the vaccine may weaken over time. Having a COVID-19 vaccine is the best way to stay protected and prevent getting seriously unwell from COVID-19. The COVID-19 vaccine cannot cause or spread COVID-19. Which vaccine will I be offered? You will be offered the most appropriate vaccine, which may be the same or different from the vaccines you have had before. Vaccines are a safe and effective way to protect yourself. How is the vaccine given? The vaccine is given as an injection in the upper arm. For babies under 12 months, the vaccine is given by injection into the thigh. When will the vaccine be offered? You will be offered the vaccine twice a year, usually in the spring and autumn. You should be invited to have your vaccine around 6 months and not before 3 months after your last dose of the vaccine. If you are unwell when you are due to receive your vaccine, you may have the vaccine later or as soon as you are feeling better. If you are not yet 75, but will be turning 75 during the time the vaccine is being offered, you will still be called for your vaccination. You do not need to wait for your birthday. Do I need the vaccine if I've had a COVID-19 infection before? Yes. If you have already had COVID-19, this won't always protect you against future infections. So you should still have the vaccine to make sure you are properly protected. Is the COVID-19 vaccine safe? Yes, the COVID-19 vaccine is safe. It meets all safety standards. Once a vaccine is in use, its safety is closely monitored. All medicines and vaccines have passed strict safety standards for use in the UK and are very safe. Any reports of side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine are closely monitored and reviewed. What if I have a weakened immune system? People with a weakened immune system may not make a strong immune response to the vaccine, but it should offer them protection against serious illness. People with a severely weakened immune system may be offered additional COVID-19 vaccines to strengthen their protection. Your GP or nurse will advise you. Did you know? It is safer for your immune system to learn how to protect itself from a vaccine rather than by catching a disease. How will I get the vaccine? The NHS will contact you to let you know when and where to have the vaccine. It's important to attend the appointment when invited. If you can't attend, please let the booking team know so they can give your appointment to someone else and give you a new appointment to get the vaccine as soon as possible. The team's contact details are on the appointment letter. If you aren't contacted, or you think you might have missed the invitation, speak to your GP surgery or health board immunisation team. You can find more information on how to get the vaccination at gov.wales/COVID-19-vaccination-programme, external site. What about giving consent? Consent means that you give permission for something to happen. If you are a parent or guardian with parental responsibility for a child or young person, you will be asked to give informed consent for them to have the vaccine. In some cases, young people under the age of 16 may be able to give consent themselves, if they are mature enough to fully understand what is being offered. It is best that parents or guardians are involved in their decision about having the vaccine. The person giving the vaccine will always check they have the necessary consent first. They will be able to discuss the vaccine at the appointment and answer any questions. What if I have a fear of needles? If you have a fear of needles, let the person giving you the vaccine know. They will support you. Is there anyone who should not have the COVID-19 vaccine? There are very few people who should not have a COVID-19 vaccine. Most people with allergies can have the vaccine with no problems. The vaccine should not be given to anyone who has had a serious, life-threatening reaction to a previous dose of the vaccine or any ingredient in the vaccine. Make sure you tell the person giving you the vaccine if you have had a serious allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients in the past. Are there any side effects? Like all medicines, vaccines can cause side effects. Most side effects are mild and short-term, and not everyone gets them. Common side effects include a heavy feeling or soreness where you had the injection, general aches or mild flu-like symptoms, feeling sick or vomiting, diarrhea, tiredness, headache, and mild fever. You may have a mild fever for 2 or 3 days after having the vaccine. However, a high temperature is unusual and may be because you have another infection or illness. If you are worried, speak to your doctor or nurse. You can take paracetamol. Follow the advice in the packet and do not take more than the recommended dose, and rest to help you feel better. For young babies, a dose of the correct strength liquid paracetamol may help reduce your child's fever. Read the instructions on the bottle very carefully and give the correct dose for your child's age. It is not recommended to give liquid paracetamol before vaccination to prevent a fever. Children under 16 should not be given medicines that contain aspirin. An uncommon side effect after the COVID-19 vaccine is swollen glands in the armpit or neck, on the same side as the arm where you had the vaccine. This can last for around 10 days, but if it lasts longer, contact your GP surgery for advice. If you are due for breast screening, a mammogram, in the few weeks after the vaccine, mention you've had the COVID-19 vaccine when you attend. Very rarely, cases of inflammation of the heart have been reported after some COVID-19 vaccines. This is called myocarditis or pericarditis. These cases have been seen mostly in younger men within several days after vaccination. Most of these people recovered and felt better following rest and simple treatment. You should get medical advice urgently if you have chest pain, shortness of breath, or fast-beating, fluttering or pounding heart. Other side effects are uncommon or very rare. If your symptoms seem to get worse, or if you are concerned, call NHS 111 or your GP surgery. If you do get advice from a doctor or nurse, make sure you tell them what vaccines you have had so they can assess you fully. Fact: hundreds of thousands of COVID-19 vaccines have been given in Wales. COVID-19 vaccines are safe. Reporting side effects. Please read the product information leaflet for more details on your vaccine, including possible side effects. See the back page of this leaflet for further details on your vaccine, including possible side effects, and reporting suspected side effects through the yellow card scheme. If you are worried about yourself or your child after the vaccination, you should speak to your GP or practice nurse. Rarely, people can have a severe reaction soon after vaccination, which causes breathing difficulties and may cause them to collapse. This is called an anaphylactic reaction, and it can also happen with other medicines and food. These reactions are extremely rare, affecting less than 1 in a million people. Staff who give vaccinations are trained to manage these reactions. People who have an anaphylactic reaction can be successfully treated and usually recover within a few hours. Will the COVID-19 vaccine stop me from catching the virus? Vaccination is one of the best ways to help prevent severe illness from COVID-19. It may take a few weeks for your body to build up protection against COVID-19 after the vaccination. Like all medicines, no vaccine is 100% effective. Some people may still get COVID-19 despite having a vaccination, but their symptoms should be less severe. Are there any other vaccinations I need to have now? It's important to catch up on most missed vaccinations. If you or your child has missed a vaccination and is older than the recommended age, talk to your GP, practice nurse, or health visitor. The COVID-19 vaccines can be given at the same time as other vaccines. For the latest advice on this, please visit phw.nhs.wales/COVID-vaccine. To see the routine immunisation schedules for Wales, visit phw.nhs.wales/complete-schedule. To help stop viruses spreading, remember to catch it, use a tissue when you sneeze or cough, bin it, put the tissue in the bin as soon as possible, kill it, wash your hands or use hand sanitizer. The information in this leaflet is correct at the time of publication. For the most up-to-date information, please visit phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. Further information. If you have any questions or want more information, you can go to 111.wales.nhs.uk, external site. Talk to your doctor or nurse or contact NHS 111 Wales by calling 111. You can find out more information on vaccines offered in Wales at phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. To find out more about the vaccine, including its contents and possible side effects, go to medicines.org.uk/EMC, external site. Enter the name of the vaccine in the search box. You can also see the patient leaflet online. You can find the name of the vaccine at phw.nhs.wales/COVID-vaccine. You should report suspected side effects online at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard, external site, by downloading the Yellow Card app or by calling 0800 731 6789. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To find out how the NHS uses your information, go to 111.wales.nhs.uk/about-us/your-information. External site. Copyright Public Health Wales NHS Trust, with acknowledgement to UK Health Security Agency. Version 1, August 2025. ISBN 978-1-83766-737-6. This is the end of the audio recording of the COVID-19 leaflet. Thanks for listening.